What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to Podgod Dammit, Canuckcast special. Canuckcast, they're a new Podgod. They joined recently, and they're going to join in with Podgod Dammit in the future. They've even already recorded episodes 17, but they've also recorded episodes 1 to 16. And they've just put them all together in one long go, and we're going to play it out now. So here we go. Canuckcast, Podgod Dammit, eh?
Damn it. Okay, we're podcasting again. This is a supplemental podcast. This little list that we have, it's in your... Jay's looking in his pockets for
God
a list.
God damn it.
God damn it, you and your list.
Where'd it go?
I'm blowing my nose. Fuck you guys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I was all prepared.
Canuckcast, a guy looking in his pockets.
There we go. I found it underneath my dick.
Okay.
Welcome to our show.
We have a show.
Here's what we're gonna do.
We were given some questions.
Yeah. Do you want to do the catch up one, the fast one?
We're just gonna let's just read out these questions.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to answer all 16 earlier Pod God Damn It questions.
But you're gonna
for you guys.
You gotta do it in the dark.
I gotta do it in the dark. Okay.
Okay, what's question number one?
Question number one. What is the worst way to die? Go.
The worst way to die is being suspended by your own genitals over a shark tank.
Okay, I was going to say dressed up in women's lingerie, giving yourself an enema in the bathtub, and dying and staying like that.
That's the worst way to die?
Well, it'd be the worst way to find me dead.
That would be the worst. That'd be the worst corpse to leave.
Yes. Good point. I wasn't really going with the exact question. That's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay. Well, this will be a two-parter. Worst way to die.
Okay.
Would be if you fell off a roof.
Right.
But not very high, but impaled your ass on a cactus.
Ow. And you couldn't get off?
And you couldn't get off. You're just impaled and you died. You slowly bleed out.
Oh, dude. How about instead... falling in a pit that you can't get out of, full of, like,
shit.
Razors.
No, full of shit. The worst way to die, I think, would be drowning in a puddle of shit.
All bad ways to die.
Ready
to
no, but that, that's gonna be the worst one. You're in a
pathetic puddle.
No, because you die pretty quickly.
The worst... No, because you'd have to swim for a while.
Yeah.
The worst way to die, I think, would be... you're at like a rock concert, like a big outdoor concert.
Yeah.
And you fall backwards, like in through like a porta potty, into the blue shit goo.
Ugh.
Right? And you slowly try to scramble your way, but you're kind of like pinned on your back.
Right.
And you're trying to scramble your way out of like the shit, the blue concentrated shit juices of everybody at that concert, and they may have eaten burritos.
Now, would you eat any of the shit to try to see if you could?
Eat like, your way free?
Yeah.
No, but I think you would inadvertently eat shit.
Gross. And then die.
And then die.
Oh! Eat shit
and then die. Like, honestly, drowning in turd. Drowning in liquefied turd would be a terrible way to die. Because it would be so pointless.
Yeah, okay. Number two.
Number. Okay, well, that's just a
good
two,
segue.
This is a two-parter question.
Oh yeah, what was your other one?
I think
worst
the,
way to be
worst
found.
Way, worst yeah. way to be found would be, you know, the guys that I always think that the worst way to be found dead is those guys that jerk themselves off and hang themselves.
David Carradine style.
David Carradine style.
That's what I was kind of going for, the same thing, like some weird like ass play fetish. Where you're like, imagine stringing yourself up in the bathtub.
You're choking yourself and yeah. you're freaking your own butthole for pleasure.
Yeah.
And you
die by accident.
You die by accident and your family has to find you. Or like a loved one.
I got a question.
And there's so many questions they'd be asking, like, why? Like, wasn't your life fulfilled enough at this point? Like, did you have to do this? weird hidden thing.
Sometimes even when your life is pretty fulfilled, though, you want to try those weird things.
I have to imagine, like, David Carradine, he lived a pretty decent life.
It's true.
You know? Good point. He lived a pretty decent life, and he, you know, he was a movie star, had lots of money, probably had any pussy he wanted.
Yeah.
Even being, like, old, shriveled up David Carradine, I'm pretty sure he had some top-shelf pussy if he wanted it.
Let me ask you this.
He just gets bored of it.
Yeah, bored. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know we're going to try to speed it up, but do you ever have a list, do you ever write a list of things that you would want me to take care of for you if you died?
No.
Okay. Like, delete this folder.
I'm pretty much an open book. I live a life without shame.
Yeah, good point. Or at least you live a life with your shame right out in the open.
Yeah, my shame's right out there on Front Street.
Okay, question number two.
Okay, two.
Who is the sexiest celebrity?
Oh my god. Sexiest celebrity?
Yeah.
Man or woman?
Let's go man first.
Let's go man. You know, I have to say, it's got to be Brad Pitt right now.
You think?
Yeah.
He is pretty good looking.
And it's not just that. Now he's like, he's shilling that Chanel No. 5 perfume, right?
Okay.
And trust me, I don't want to fuck dudes. It'd be a toss-up between George Clooney and Brad Pitt. But Brad Pitt's got to win. Like, he's, like, current. And he's, like, the
I like
guy.
Tom Hardy right now.
Tom Hardy's not the sexiest, though. Tom Hardy's
he's got
like
something going on.
He's like the fucking flavor of the month, though. Brad Pitt
You
is,
don't think he'll... You don't think Tom Hardy will stand the test of time?
He won't.
Okay,
he's
going to
fucking burn right out. He'll always be an excellent actor, but he will never achieve Brad Pitt's fame.
Fair enough.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney, those two guys, they're like at the top of the heap every fucking year.
That's a good point. Okay, woman.
Woman? Oh, sexy, right?
Yeah. Let me go first.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go, like, Salma Hayek.
Mmm.
I put, but at the same time,
this,
I put Salma Hayek
in. Is this current sexy, or?
Just all-time favorite, like, maybe.
Okay. Salma Hayek.
I like Salma Hayek.
Dusk Till Dawn, Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
So hot.
Yeah. Although, you know what? I watched Penelope Cruz in,
Ew.
You don't like her, eh?
No.
Yeah, she's cute.
No, she isn't.
I saw her boobs.
She's anti.
Vanilla Sky.
She's anti-cute.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she's the opposite of cute.
Christina Hendricks. Still on my list.
Christina Hendricks is right up there.
That I would like to.
You know what?
Motorboat.
When it comes to pure visual perfection.
Okay.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
just
pretty cute.
But there's just nothing. There's just nothing unsexy about her.
Yeah.
She's youthful. She is just hot.
A cheerleader.
Well, she was a cheerleader, but now she's kind of grown up, and she's. Every time I see her, she's sexier looking. There's nothing.
You know who gets sexier more these days too?
Who
is the little girl from Harry Potter?
You just say little girl.
Yeah, she's getting older, and
what's her name? Emma.
I always want to say Emma Stone, but that's
not her. But she's also very
Emma
hot.
Watson.
Emma Watson. She's
Have you
pretty
seen her
sexy
recently? These days. She's looking kind of hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. Emma Stone.
My girlfriend says Julia Roberts.
Yeah, her teeth are too big.
She has a big chubby.
There's no way.
Mouth.
You could not imagine yourself sexing Julia Roberts. It feels wrong.
Honey
like
boo.
Like she's like a princess.
Honey boo boo.
Oh, shut up. Okay, number three. What is your most embarrassing moment?
I shit myself at work. End of story.
Next.
Next. I shit myself at work one day. I was sick. I
no
shit.
Shit
myself.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. There was like brown.
I don't think I've ever had an embarrassing moment like that.
I had explosive diarrhea. Oh. And I thought I was taken care of, and it just came out like liquidy poop.
Yeah.
And I was at work, and...
Oh, that's bad.
It was really bad. I had
did
to walk
anybody...
All the way.
Were you able to kind of keep all that embarrassment to yourself?
No, no.
No way.
No, I shit myself in front of a whole bunch of people.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say my...
You're embarrassed for me.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I'm feeling bad for you right
well,
now.
And it happens. It just happens. Like, you know when you have, like, liquid diarrhea and you just can't...
I know.
Yeah. It's just... Have you ever shit yourself ever?
I don't think so. I think I've had
like
a lot
even
of...
at home.
I don't think so. I think I've had a lot of close calls, where I've just made it and, like, exploded.
You know, you always feel shame like you did something horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You kind of did.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. Even when I'm trying to think back to my most drunken moments where maybe, but I don't think so. I've never had to, like, shame throw a pair of underwear away or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mine, nothing really comes to mind except, I try not to embarrass myself, except just this show.
This show.
You know, is kind of
embarrassing. Was the one when you sang it on
that's,
the show?
That's the one, for sure. I don't know if it was our 80th show, but it was our...
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. It was the one titled, Jay Jumps Off the Boathouse of His Heart.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
Okay, yeah. Number four. What is your least favorite movie? What is your worst movie?
Oh, my least favorite movie?
Yeah. That's a toughie.
Oh. Legally Blonde.
Really?
Fuck that movie.
I like Legally Blonde more than Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. That's the one that jumps out to me. I fucking hated that movie.
The movies I hate. Just hate.
I hated Timeline. And
you know what? You know what?
I talked about it vehemently for
Dude, Timeline years. Was on the other day, and I watched it. I fucking loved it.
Shut up.
Hey, you know what? It was weird. There was this weird sort of juxtaposition of events that happened. Not series of events.
Okay.
They didn't juxtapose, you know.
Juxtapose?
What I mean.
Yeah.
Juxtapose. I was at the dollar store, and they had Timeline action figures.
No way.
I put it on my Facebook feed. It was fucking hilarious. There is a Timeline face.
That so makes sense. It makes sense that the dollar store would be able to afford to purchase the rights to Timeline action figures.
Well, no, what I think would happen was is that somebody made these things saying they were going to sell, and then they never did.
No.
And, but they had, like, all the main characters from the movie.
No shit.
And you know who was in there? Gerard Butler.
I know. And you know who else was in there? Boldy McDolberson there. What's that guy's name? Scottish guy? The comedian. The dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He had this funny moment, too, at the very beginning.
He was in the Boondock Saints.
That's right.
It's going to come to me at, I wanna
at
say
a later time.
I want to say his name is Robert something.
Anyways, I hated that movie.
I didn't hate it. It was hilariously bad.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm watching it, I didn't hate it. It had action. Had some funny stuff. I laughed at it. Like, the redeeming quality was that it was so bad,
but
that it was hilarious.
But they didn't mean for it to be bad. And that's
at the time we watched it, it was bad. But, like, when you go back and watch it again, because it was on it was on TV, and I watched it. I loved it. I watched the whole fucking thing, and I was like, oh, this is awesome.
One thing I remember was they go... Night arrows, yeah. But they pan the camera to these, like, four knights or whatever, and as soon as the camera hits them, they go like, oh, and they all pull out their swords at the same time.
I know. I remember laughing in the theater at that.
Anyways, okay. Number five. If you had one wish, what would it be?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had one wish, what would it be?
One wish... You can wish whatever you want, and it's...
That I'd be a skinny, fit motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, that's fair enough.
That, like, I was, like, just a totally healthy dude.
Well...
That I had, like, total health. That, I guess that'd be it.
That's pretty sweet.
If I had one wish, total health.
Okay. My wish, since you're gonna have total
health...
Okay,
wait, is it a selfish wish, or is it, like, a worldwide wish?
Well, I don't think it's, like, the Steve Martin wish. Like, if I had one wish this Christmas...
How about... If I could have one wish for my family...
No, just for you. That was a good one.
Yeah, if it was just... It just affects you, this
yeah,
wish.
Yeah, just you. I will... I know they say money doesn't buy happiness, but I will win the big Lotto Max with the 50 million bucks.
Why not just wish for 50 million bucks?
Fair enough.
Why stop there? Why not 100 million?
Why not 100 million? Well... I don't know. I don't know a good way to make $100 million, so I'll say I'll win the lottery.
So to me, it'd be perfect health. If I could be perfectly healthy, it's at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I am totally not motivated by money. I don't give a fuck about money.
Yeah. You're like a saint, almost.
I'm not a saint. Here's the thing. I just realized that I live... there's certain things that I don't, like... I don't splurge on, but there's also things that I don't skimp on, either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always have clothes on my back. I always have a nice place to stay. You know, sure. I have a couple vices.
Hey, if I had the 50 million, you were in good health, would you come over and hang out at my place? Oh. I got lots of toys.
20 million, maybe.
All right. Thing is, if I won 50 million bucks, I don't think I'd even be selfish with it, to be honest.
Would I have to work ever again?
No.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I mean, we could do stuff.
Yeah.
We could pretend to work, like, we could do things. All right.
But, like, would you give me, like, a 50 grand a year job, and I'd have to be, like, your
little
bitch?
You'd have to answer to somebody?
Would I have to be your little bitch all the time?
Only if you wanted to.
No, I'm being serious. Would I have to be your little bitch all the time if you want a bunch of money?
No.
Like a psychopath?
No. Absolutely not. I'd probably even give you some millions.
I think that's the only way.
So you could be like, here's some millions. Go be successful and do what you want. Like, if you wanted to open a bar, or if you wanted to make movies or whatever, I'd be in.
That's the only way that would work between us if we did something like that. Because you'd hate to go, here, I'll put you on my payroll.
Yeah, I'd give you the job.
You can give me a job. It's like, then you'd be my boss. And that'd be shitty.
Hey, it could be amazing.
Not really.
We could get things done.
Oh, we totally get things done.
Okay, most pointless celebrity. Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Okay, next.
Honey Boo Boo. You know what? Snooki. The cast of Jersey Shore and Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
Now, if they had a death match, I'd totally watch the shit out of that.
Who would play you in the movie of your life? Okay, we're up to number 8. No, that was number 7. Who would play you in the movie of your life? Okay, wait. You go, and then I'll go. Same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
John Goodman.
Dang, DeVito's too short.
Of my life?
Yeah, your life.
You're casting John Goodman to play me?
Yeah.
You fucking dick.
Why? John Goodman's amazing.
He's amazing, I suppose.
Have you seen Flight yet?
No, I haven't.
When you see Flight, you're going to be like, I wish John Goodman would play me in the story of my life. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for Danny DeVito for me? Fuck you! I thought you meant for you! Fuck!
How about John Panette?
What the hell?
Fuck that dude!
For me?
John Panette. Suck my dick, John Panette.
No, okay. For me, I was going
to
say...
If I could pick any person to play me...
Yeah. Brad Pitt.
I would like Brad Pitt to play me. But here's the thing. But realistically...
He might have to. Well,
realistically, if someone was to play me,
yeah, they might have to bulk up a bit, a little.
Oh yeah, you were the fat troops today. Aren't you hilarious?
Because
aren't you fucking funny today?
I would want Daniel Day-Lewis to play me.
I think in order for someone to realistically play me,
yeah,
it would probably be the Seymour Hoffman guy, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You think
he could play me?
I honestly think...
We have the same sort of body shape. We have the same sort of fucking teeth. We kind of have the same face. You know, he's blonder than me, but, like, if he darkened his hair, he could play me in a movie. Or Jack Black.
Okay. I'm going to go with Paul Giamatti.
For you?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad choice.
Thanks. Or, I don't know what his name is. But the guy that plays Toby in the West Wing.
I don't know.
Basically a guy that is balding and can act depressed.
That is you. Bald and depressed.
Okay, number 8. How would you survive the zombie apocalypse? Number 8.
Lots of guns.
Yes.
Here's how I'd survive the zombie apocalypse.
Always be friends with people that are slower than you.
Well, no, I'd move to an island.
Shit, yeah.
I would like not a big island, like a small island.
That you could protect?
That I could protect.
Build a big wall?
A big wall. I'd have to figure out something I would do. I'd have to build a big wall.
With towers?
I'd probably be in central New York.
Okay. Canada?
Well, central New York has like a lot of those small islands around the lakes.
Mm.
Right? And because there's also a lot of resources around.
Okay.
Like... that I could scavenge. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have my island sort of fortress, and I'd have to rig up generators and shit.
Yeah.
They don't experience a lot of flooding and shit like that, so you're on the Canadian Shield. Close enough that I could pop over the border. Or maybe up north. Maybe more up north.
I don't think there'd be borders anymore in the zombie apocalypse.
No, but maybe more up north. Like an island in a lake up north. Like maybe close to Manitoulin Island, one of those little islands close to it.
here's the thing. You don't, you want to, if you're going to be in an island, you don't want it to be an island in a lake that freezes over.
Why not?
Because then in the wintertime, you're fucked. The zombie horde will.
I would have a big, I'd have lots of weapons.
Right.
And I'd have my big wall.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine zombies are slower in the wintertime. Because maybe. They're colder and their joints don't move as good.
Good point, good point.
Like, they'd physically freeze.
We're assuming that zombies can't swim or walk along the bottom.
No, but they would physically freeze because they have moisture in their bodies.
Right.
So they'd have to be slow because they can't move because they're physically frozen.
Yeah, I like this. Right on.
And so I could kill a lot of them.
My way, I'm teaming up with you on your island.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my plan. I'm piggybacking.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I need someone to stand second watch.
Fair enough. Number 9. What period of time would you like to live in?
As an adult right now?
The 3 seconds
as an
forever in a loop when I'm orgasming on Christina Hendricks' tits.
on her magazine. And then you flip the page.
That's the time I want to live in.
Here's
my wife's not gonna listen to this show.
Here's the easy one. We live right now in probably the most technologically advanced times.
Yeah.
But up to this point, if I could go back in time,
yeah.
Let's say I can have my brain occupy my younger self, right, and live in that time.
I don't think you can. I think for this scenario, you got to just pick a time that you would be in. But you would be a resident of that time.
I would have liked to have been. I'd like to have been this age 20 years ago.
Okay. In the 80s. So you would have liked to have grown up in the 60s.
Knowing what I know now.
Yeah. Oh, knowing what you know now.
Because I would invest in like Google. Right.
I don't think that counts. But yeah.
I invest in Google, Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, RIM. Yeah. Apple.
Yeah.
Right when they're like penny stocks.
Why not?
And then I would just fucking sit on them.
Yeah.
And then now I would be like prime young retirement age.
Yeah.
Right? And I'd just retire the shit ton of money. Not give a fuck.
Wait, I thought you didn't care about money.
Well, if I had a lot of money, I would have to give a fuck, right?
Good point.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, I could just be like, and I'd see all kinds of awesome shit sort of usher in. You know?
It's true, because you know what? If you pick to time, like, the Dark Ages or even, like, the 60s, you'd never get to, like, see the Avengers.
That's right. Like,
we make way better movies now.
Well, everything is better now. That's sure, climate sucks, but you know what? Everything is better now.
So long as you live here.
As long as you live here.
Good point. Okay. 10. What is the worst job ever? I guess we could say our worst jobs ever, or just what is
the worst job ever has to be the guy that cleans the gay porn set.
The straight man.
Doesn't even need to be straight. He's like,
well, no, because if you're,
there's some Santorum over here on the carpet. We need you to scrub that shit out.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, any,
like bad jobs
can't be awesome.
Can't be awesome.
But basically, what we're saying is, you gays
muck out
are
the
gross.
Hot tub. Well, they do poop from there.
Good point. Okay, I was gonna say.
Cleaning washrooms at Walmart.
That is pretty yucky.
You know what? Cleaning bathrooms, that could just be, like, just Walmart, sure. But just cleaning bathrooms, like, somebody has to go into every Shell station every hour and clean up somebody else's shit.
Well, who cleans up, like, homes and that when someone dies?
I think that'd be cool.
Really? Yeah. Fuck.
No, I would do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Do you get to keep anything that you find?
No.
All right, well, okay, maybe that's not quite as good.
Yeah, like...
But you don't think, cleaning up just accidents and shit would be okay?
Juice, like cleaning the fucking person juice that's been...
I heard that firefighters had to do a lot of that. Because especially in small towns and stuff, the firemen are actually like the cleanup crew when something bad happens. Like if somebody gets hit by a train or some shit, they do that. They take care of that stuff. That's what I heard, anyways.
Maybe, but not in someone's house if someone's died of natural causes.
Yeah, I guess not. Okay. Number 11. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
that's a tough one. Wolverine. No one fucking fucks with a Wolverine.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I would be someone's dog.
Yeah. Be pretty sweet.
That's
right?
That's the best life. You get to sleep indoors. Mm-hmm. You get to eat treats. You get to, you know, people pet you.
It's true. You get to be happy.
Like, your nuts might get cut off, but then again, like, so what?
I think I would go with, like, eagle.
Well, an eagle,
big fan.
But the thing is, an eagle, you gotta go and fucking catch your food.
Yeah, but I'd kick ass.
You'd suck as an eagle.
No, because I would, like, see
you would
the
suck
mice.
As an eagle.
I would, like,
sure, but then you gotta eat the mouse.
Yeah.
Choke it down your gut, then, like, go back to your ungrateful little fucking eagle kids and, like, spit it out at them and have
them
eat
it. No, I wouldn't
it.
Be a female eagle.
The male That's eagle's the, still got to bring food back.
No, I don't think so. I think he stands on... The male eagle stands on the perch looking like regal
also,
shit.
People want to... Like, fucking... People want to poach you for your feathers and stuff like that.
I'm just saying, I think it'd be amazing.
You got to sleep outside all the time.
Do you ever see an eagle and you're like, that's cool?
I think cats have a good life, too. Like,
I hate cats.
Oh, yeah, you hate cats, but, like, they're pretty fucking spoiled. They can pretty much do what they want. Cats would be good. You got 9 lives.
Yeah,
you get 9
think
lives.
That's true. Yeah. I think that's true. But I think maybe a tiger.
Maybe a parrot.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, you could, in theory, just be, like, gorilla or monkey.
Oh, that'd suck, too. I'd hate to be a gorilla.
Just, like, throw your jizz on the people at the zoo?
I'd be a dog. I mean, it's like someone's family dogs. A well-loved family dog.
All right. I'm going eagle.
You go eagle.
Love me, America.
Okay.
12. What is the worst joke ever?
Oh. Do we have 10 minutes?
Your mom is so fat, I think she needs some medical assistance.
The worst joke ever.
See, I don't like prefacing your jokes with the fact that we're about to tell a joke. It's more like we're about to tell a story. Like, tell a story about the...
Great. Hey, don't give it away.
I won't tell it.
Don't fucking give my punchline away.
I won't.
Kenny. There's this horse. Okay. And this horse, he likes to... He likes to just sit in his barn all day long and eat hay and just kind of listen to the tunes that the farmer puts on the radio. Are you listening, Ken?
Yep.
Okay. And the station that's on plays a lot of Hendrix, like a lot of Hendrix. And a horse gets thinking to himself, man, I would really love to play guitar like Hendrix. Because, like, horses are naturally suited to playing guitar because they're all left-handed, right? So, the horse trades in his saddle and his best bridle and his oat bag at the pawn shop for like a knockoff Fender Stratocaster and a small Marshall tube amplifier. Brings it home, plugs it in, starts playing some tunes, you know. Not bad. Gets better every day. After a while, the cow is looking at him going, hey, man, I don't know if you knew this, but I played bass and I could lay down a pretty funky groove. The horse is like, cool. We should jam sometime. So, like, every Tuesday and Thursday, the horse and the cow get together and they do, like, a lead guitar and bass jam. They just jam their little hearts out, their little farmyard hearts out. And it hits the cow one day that, hey, I remember that the pig was a pretty decent drummer in college. So they invite the pig to come out with them. So every Tuesday and Thursday they get together and the pig playing his drums and the cow playing his bass and the horse playing like he's fucking rocking Jimi Hendrix tunes on his guitar. Just raise the roof on that barn. After a while, the chicken sort of kind of, like, hangs around. He's always hanging around and helps them, like, pack up their cords and shit when they're done jamming. Sits and listens to him, and the chicken says, hey, man, I got some original stuff. I'd really like to sing. I have it all written out here. I was wondering if you'd like maybe like to play some of my tunes. So they give him a shot, and the chicken starts singing his own tunes, and they give some sheet music to the pig and the cow and the horse,
And they are just, like, rocking out. And they couldn't, they can't believe the pipes on this fucking chicken, right? The chicken can sing. I guess it's a boy chicken that makes him a rooster.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, the farmer says, I got myself a good thing here. These guys are awesome. I'm going to start booking them some local gigs. So instead of practicing Tuesdays and Thursdays in the barn, they go down to the local honky-tonk, and they play Tuesdays and Thursdays in the barn. Original stuff, some covers, some Hendrix, some CCR. Just rock out. And they get like a, start to get a cult following. Tuesdays and Thursdays, they sell out all the beer in these bar, in this honky-tonk. People come from far around to listen to this barnyard band play. After a while, there's this guy in the audience. Pulls the horse aside after a show and says, hey man, you guys got a demo? And wouldn't you know it, earlier that week, they actually cut a demo of some tunes. And he said, sure I do. Hands the agent this demo. The agent says, I'm going to bring this home to L.A. and get some people to, the farm's in Iowa, if I hadn't mentioned that before. I'm going to bring this demo back to L.A. I'm going to get some people to listen to it. And I'd like to call you in about a week. As if people like it. Would you be okay with that? And they're all like, yeah, man, sure. And like the farmer's making sure that he gets in there too, so he gets his cut, because he's their manager, right? So, a week goes by. 2 weeks go by. And they keep doing their gigs. 3 weeks go by, and then they finally get a call from this agent. The agent's like, man, I'm sorry I'm so late. But I passed your demo around. Everybody loves it. We'd like to sign you to a 3-record deal. The horse's jaw drops. The cow's jaw drops. The chicken beak drops. The farmer has heart palpitations because they finally hit it big. They hit the big leagues. They have a 3-record deal. So he said, well, the agent says, well, you got to fly out to L.A. to record this. So the horse and the cow said, okay, and the farmer go, okay, cool. We'll fly out. We'll get ourselves an apartment, rent some studio space on an advance that was given to them. And we'll get set up, and then we'll call the chicken and the pig, because the pig's got to wait. He's waiting on a new cymbal for his drum set. So once he gets a cymbal, they'll fly out. Horse and the cow and the farmer get there. They get all set up. Get a little house ready. Get on the phone. Call the pig and chicken. They're like, we're ready. Hop on a plane. And they're like, all right, cool. We're going to the airport right now. So they're anxiously waiting. It's like a 4-hour flight. They're anxiously waiting for them to show up. And a news alert comes out. And they see there's this plane crash over Iowa. And wouldn't you know it? It's the pig and the chicken's plane. It crashed and died. 32 souls in total. But they're devastated. The cow's just fucking crying. The farmer's just hanging his head. You know, just so dejected. And the horse is sobbing because all his dreams have just been crushed. So he leaves his little apartment. He's walking down Sunset Boulevard. Finds a pub and walks in, goes up to the bartender, sits down at the stool, and bartender slowly wipes the glass and looks up at the horse and says, hey man, why the long face? That's the worst joke in the world.
You know what that was?
What?
That was the longest fucking joke I've heard in my life.
Did you say fucking?
Bucking. He said bucking.
Couldn't do it, eh, buddy?
But isn't that the worst joke in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Now you pod gods, you get the worst joke in the world.
I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you really enjoyed it.
I'm going back to listen.
That is the second time I've told that joke on this show, but I think it was worth saying twice.
Our regular listeners may have quickly jumped ahead 14 minutes.
They may be really upset with me.
Where's the fast forward?
Okay. How did you get into podcasting? I was number 13.
Well,
I pulled you into it.
Yeah, Jay pulled me into it. Well, we like podcasts, and we thought, hey, we should do one.
Yeah,
because it seems like something that we could do with minimal effort. Because we bullshit a lot.
It's true.
Like, there's really not a lot of effort that goes into this.
May I add something here?
No.
Sure.
Oh, this is Ken, by the way.
This is my dad.
This is, yeah, he's a guest.
He's guest starring.
He's not talking much, so no. we thought that.
I'm quiet. But
you got the worst joke ever?
No, I have a good joke, actually. But anyways, how you got into podcasting is you both like to listen to yourselves.
No, we don't listen to ourselves.
I've never listened to a single podcast.
Oh, no, yes,
not all the way through. Never have.
I started listening to Smodcast ages and ages ago. And
yeah, Smodcast.
They're pretty pro, but when I started to listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave, which may be my favorite podcast.
Really?
I always found that those guys are more like what we do, where they just sit around and bullshit. Like Smodcast, they're really, Kevin and Scott are really polished. Like when they tell stories and jokes and stuff.
He edits a lot.
I think so,
yeah. He fucking edits a lot.
But
okay.
When you listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave, I just feel like they're just a bunch of buddies, sit down, have a great time,
yeah,
fucking chatting.
Basically, we listen to other people's podcasts, and we thought, hey, we can do that too.
Yeah.
Next question.
I'm sure that's...
okay.
No, wait, I want to hear your great joke.
Here's a joke. Now, Jason, my son, has probably heard this...
It's going to be bad.
At least 30 times.
This is why I'm bringing it up. Best joke that my dad has. Go.
Okay, and it goes on to the farm theme.
Tell him that joke, you know, Alfred.
And a guy walks into the bar and looking down the bar, he goes up to the one guy, he goes,
hey, guy.
Hey, I'll give anybody here a $5 coin if they can go out and make my horse laugh.
I showed it to him.
Guy at the end of the bar.
I showed it to him.
You're right.
What? Oh, that's the punchline.
I just punchlined this joke.
Oh, way to kill this joke.
Oh. You know what I like doing?
You like being an asshole?
I like just telling punchlines and not jokes.
Why?
Pretty near ruin them.
Jason might not have heard this one.
I heard the joke.
A man walks into the bar, looks up at the bartender, and says, alcoholism is ruining my family.
Okay, let's move on. Number 14. If you could be somebody else for a day, who would you be?
Brad Pitt.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes. If I had to be someone for a day.
Just one day, though? That'd be enough?
I'm pretty sure his life's sweet.
Every day? I guess, right? I thought you didn't like Angelina Jolie. You'd have to have sex with her.
About that day.
Yeah, that day.
How about Ron Jeremy?
No, I bet you that day. No, in all seriousness, I bet you Ron Jeremy's life sucks.
Sorry, Ron.
No. Here's why.
I mean, now.
Here's why I think his life sucks. Even at the height of his career.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think being a fucking porn star is like a good life? Really?
Probably not.
Like, besides the... Like, I used to read his blog.
Okay.
And he'd be like, I fucked a girl in the ass today and she shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, or she smelled bad.
Gross.
Right? Like, it's literally, you've turned something that's kind of awesome into a job.
True.
Right? And Ron Jeremy, like, the sex, which is the one thing is kind of universally awesome, even if you're an ugly person. Now it's no longer awesome to Ron Jeremy. It's a fucking job. You know? Like, do you think he likes that? And everybody that sees him goes, you're the big fat dude with the giant cock. And he'd be like, no, man, I'm also a poet. Or I have cool things to say.
Yeah.
He probably goes to parties and he wants to, like, hey, I was in this movie. I was in the Boondock Saints. And they'd be like, hey, didn't you, like...
I do like
seeing him
in other
stuff. Didn't
you blow a
horse one day? Yeah.
He was in that Sexy and I Know It.
But you know why? Yeah. He's in other stuff.
People make fun of him.
People go, that's Ron Jeremy. Hilarious that he's in this and it's not fucking something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you his life just is terrible.
Well, I think if I had to be somebody else for a day, I'd take care of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Good call.
Yeah. Those fuckers. Picketing the school kids that got taken out. You hear that?
Did anybody do anything about it?
No. So that's what I'm saying. If I got to be somebody else for a day, sorry, whoever's body I'm inhabiting, you're probably going to go to jail. But you're going to be a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised no one's killed them yet.
I don't understand it. In a land of Americans, I don't see how... Because I'll tell you why nobody's taking care of it. It's because people that kill people are not thinking.
True.
The person that thinks in their mind that something terrible should be done to that group is too smart
I think as soon as you start beating on them, you gave them exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Persecution.
Okay. Number 15, create your own superhero.
Out of what?
I already created mine, and she's amazing. And
it's always with the chicks with you.
Well, yeah.
Can't you identify with a man?
No, because I made her, and she sits down in my office.
Oh.
Yeah. She's got a cape.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hot. Big boobs.
Big boobs to fight crime? Crime-fighting boobs?
She's a superhero, but she doesn't do a lot of crime-fighting. She just takes care of...
I don't know if I can create my own superhero.
No?
I can maybe... I would like to have a superpower.
Yeah. Kind of superpower.
But the thing is, they've all been thought up before.
That's a good point.
I can be really strong or really fast.
Or really...
invisible.
You could be really sneaky.
You know what? I think I would like to have, like, a low-rent Batman.
Yeah.
You know what? Like a vigilante?
Like Defendor. Woody Harrelson's Defendor.
Yeah, but like something like that. No, but, like, but for serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if I was a superhero, I'd create one. My superhero would just be an average Joe who doesn't have all the gadgets. All he has is bravery.
And you know what else he doesn't have?
What?
The ability to give a fuck.
Yeah.
He just takes care of business, however he sees sees fit.
Yeah, he's not the Punisher. He doesn't have, like, a lot of skill.
But there was a guy like that in Will Smith, and what was the name of the movie?
Yeah, but he had superpowers. Hancock.
Hancock, yeah.
Yeah, he had superpowers. Hancock was like an asshole Superman. Yeah.
I'm talking about a superhero, right? An average Joe with no powers.
Yeah.
You know? Well, just wants to do the right fucking thing.
I like that. And you know what? That could be anyone.
That could be anyone.
That's like a good moral.
Maybe it's like Batman.
Yeah, it is like Batman, but with less money. Oh, like yes. Black Batman.
Black man.
No, that's like...
No, Black Batman.
Black Batman.
Like, his parents get shot in the ghetto. He doesn't have any money, so he can't, like, get all the expensive gadgets
and
shit.
Whoa.
What?
You just went full racist here.
No. I'm telling a story.
In the ghetto?
Well, yeah, that's... Well...
He has no money.
I'm retelling a story that's been told lots of times. Maybe no, they don't have any money in the ghetto.
Maybe
that's
they
why
do.
It's
maybe
ghetto.
It just costs a lot to live there.
It's like L.A. It's like, you know, you're paying $14 million for a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last question. What is the true spirit of Christmas? Sorry, I'm laughing because fuck Christmas.
I love Christmas. The true spirit of Christmas... is family. You know what I love about most about Christmas?
Like all of your family or just the family that you kind of want to hang out with?
Just the family I want to hang out with.
Fair enough.
You know, honestly, fuck most of my family.
So the true spirit of Christmas is really about making your personal self
like,
happy.
You know, honestly, of all the people, like, I exist as a single unit. The amount of times my family has reached out to me are pretty much in this car. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, good point.
You know, but other than that, I would say the true spirit of Christmas is the ability to just chillax and get away from shit and have fun. Because that's all I did. I just fucking kicked back.
I feel like the true spirit of Christmas is to want to do that, but to... actually do all the stuff that you end up
you know
hating.
What your problem is though?
What's that?
Is that you haven't made the decision to actually do that.
Well, if people would just stop being selfish and like, you know,
just
die.
Say, well, no, well, the thing is, all you gotta do is just say no.
Yeah, it's a good
you know
point.
What, you just go, no.
No, I don't want to come down
and
visit you.
I am not gonna go down and visit you.
Yeah.
Because you bum me out. And I, and I have two children.
This is what I'm saying. So the true spirit of happiness is really, realistically.
Selfishness.
Yes. Why not?
Well, maybe not selfishness, but like...
No, yes, I don't know.
I want to surround my people at Christmas
with
people that I give a fuck about and who also give a fuck about me.
Well, that's like the good version of being selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have no time in my life for someone who doesn't give a fuck about me. Oh. Why would I waste a second? Why would I, out of some stupid family obligation that makes no sense, why not, you know, like, most of my family are my actual friends.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when Jason and Ann come over for Christmas. Yes. Yes. Let's sit down and spread Christmas cheer. Because we love each other as family should, right? And we kick back and we chillax.
Oh,
you know?
So stressful.
And you know, there's no stress. Would you like a coffee? Yes. Let's have some presents.
Would you like a beer? Yes.
Yes. Like,
how about a second beer?
How is your day? Good. You know, what are your plans for Christmas? Oh, good things. You know, not, I gotta go to this fucko's house and tolerate 2 hours of bullshit. And it, like, it's a story I hear all the time. Gotta go to my in-laws, fucking hate that. Gotta go over here and visit this fucking guy. And then I had to tolerate this. And I'm like, why would you even do that? Life is so short to have to tolerate people's bullshit during your holiday.
I agree with you. That should be the way that you handle yourself.
That's the way you handle
Christmas.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If you give a fuck about me, I'll give a fuck about you.
Sounds awesome.
It does.
Okay. That has been our...
That's it.
That's Canuckcast, like, Pod Goddammit's ketchup for the first... The ketchup episode.
Yeah.
Right on. Bye.
Happy New Year. Damn it!